This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand ended this evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on Wednesday. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the INDIA bloc made last-ditch efforts to woo voters in favour of the party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with BJP workers in Jharkhand under the campaign Mera Booth Sabse Majboot. On the other hand, senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held an election rally in Palamu. Meanwhile, polling parties have been dispatched to the polling stations from today. The Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said polling parties have so far been sent to 225 polling stations across 5 districts. He said polling parties will be sent to other polling booths tomorrow. Campaigning also concluded today for by-elections to 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states and for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat. By-polls will be held on Wednesday for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved 3 projects of around 726 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, Odisha and West Bengal. These projects have been approved under the expansion and modernization of fire services in the states. The Home Ministry in a statement said that the committee has approved around 148 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, 201 crore rupees for Odisha and nearly 377 crore rupees for West Bengal. The Home Ministry further said that it has taken several initiatives to ensure effective management of disasters in the country. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal announced today that a new campus of the Indian Institute of Foreign Trade, IIFT, will soon be opened in Dubai. Speaking virtually at the 57th convocation of IIFT in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal emphasized the crucial role young graduates play in building India's future. He highlighted the confidence of young Indians on the global stage and the opportunity they have to shape the aspirations of 140 crore Indians. Justice Sanjeev Khanna today took oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Khanna at a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Justice Sanjeev Khanna has succeeded Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, who demitted office yesterday. Later, in a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed best wishes to Justice Sanjeev Khanna for his tenure. In Japan, leader of the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, Shigeru Ishiba, was re-elected as the country's Prime Minister today after securing the most votes in both houses of the Japanese Diet. The Japanese Parliament, known as the Diet, convened an extraordinary session this afternoon to elect the Prime Minister. In the runoff voting in the House of Representatives, 67-year-old Ishiba of LDP outperformed Yoshihiko Noda, the leader of the major opposition Constitutional Democratic Party, to become the country's 103rd Prime Minister, despite falling short of the 233 majority threshold. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said that Tom Homan, the former acting director in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, will be in charge of the country's borders in his new administration. Mr. Trump termed Tom Homan as the new border czar in a social media post last night. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin on the 20th of this month in Goa. Briefing the media at the Curtain Raiser press conference in New Delhi today, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said the festival has received an overwhelming response from both filmmakers and audiences. Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, informed that the Satyajit Ray Lifetime Achievement Award will be presented to renowned Australian filmmaker Philip Noyas this year. In hockey, India is playing against Malaysia in its opening match of the Women's Asian Hockey Championship Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar. Earlier, the inaugural match between Japan and South Korea ended in a draw. In the other match of the day, China thrashed Thailand with a scoreline of 5-0. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar inaugurated the 10-day event formally this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.